Brian Bowman, a professor of agriculture and biological engineering at the Indian River Research and Education Center with UF IFAS in Fort Pierce.
The importance of daily irrigation, especially in the face of HLB.
If you go through the soil physics and during the dry season of the year, which is March, April, May, all of the water basically the tree is getting is coming from the irrigation system. And the typical microsprinkler irrigation, which is a wetted diameter about 14 feet or so, if you go through the math, look what is stored in the root zone, it's only in the order of about 70 to 80 gallons. And during the springtime, we don't want to use more than about a third of that. So we're down in the order of about 25 gallons of water that we want to manage. And that is basically one day's worth of use by the tree. So that's the key issue, is to supply that as frequently as possible so that the tree uses minimal resources to get that water into the tree.
You do emphasize daily irrigation, right?
We've done several studies with frequent irrigation, including multiple times a day. But I would say that if the grower can irrigate daily, he's going to see improved results.
HLB, this is doubly important in this era because we've lost a lot of roots, right?
Typically, the researchers looking at that have found that the trees have lost half the root system, half the root mass, or even more on as the disease progresses. So tree doesn't have root mass there to take up the water it did prior to HLB.
More irrigation, kind of in summary, is better for all kinds of things, correct?
Yeah, one of the big issues with fresh grapefruit is fruit size. We've seen a decrease in fruit size since the advent of HLB. One of the things that we've shown from our research is that the frequent irrigation can produce larger size fruit, which is key to higher returns in fresh fruit.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.